Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Keith Mayer and Senior Program Manager Wally Mead from the System Center Client Management Team join us for today's show as they discuss the recently announced features found in System Center 2012 Configuration Manager Service Pack 1. Tune in as they share with us new support features for Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012, Linux, Unix, and Mac clients, as well as improved security and mobility enhancements. Keith, the mic is yours.
Welcome back to TechNet Radio. My name is Keith Mayer, and I'm an IT Pro Technical Evangelist at Microsoft. Today, we have Wally Mead with us to talk about what's coming soon with Service Pack 1 of System Center 2012 Configuration Manager. Wally is a senior program manager on the client management team at Microsoft, and he's been intimately involved with the product since its origins. Good afternoon, Wally.
Hey, Keith. Great to be here with you.
Great. Thanks for joining us. I know that your team has been working practically nonstop on several enhancements in Service Pack 1 of Config Manager 2012. Which of the newer expanded features in SP1 are you the most excited about?
Well, I don't know that I could really pick a single one, but probably the one that's going to make a lot of people happy from the field in our customer space is the one we'll talk about on our hierarchy expansion. So that right now we have a lot of issues or concerns or questions from customers that we state that you want to try and use a single primary site as much as possible, but what happens if you want to expand beyond that in the future? And today with the RTM version of Configuration Manager 2012, you can't expand. Now with Service Pack 1, you will be able to start with a standalone primary site, and then in the future, I do need to expand to multiple primary sites. I'll be able to add a central administration site above that to create a hierarchy. So that's a very cool one. That'll help out a lot of infrastructures.
That's awesome. Yeah, that'll really help in the frequent debate I have with IT pros on CAS versus standalone primary. They can start off in one direction and later expand. That's awesome.
Yes. So that'll be a big win for people. They can start where they need to be, and then if they do get to the merger acquisition scenario, then they can go ahead and expand out to a hierarchy. So it'll make flexibility a lot more easy to go from where we are today.
Oh, great, great. How about support for any of the new clients that were launched, like Windows 8 or Server 2012? Is that coming up in SP1 as well?
Absolutely, and that's actually the main purpose in life for Configuration Manager 2012 Service Pack 1 is to support these new Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012 operating systems. So we will give you full client capabilities on both those versions of the OS, as well as allowing you to run all of the Configuration Manager site system roles on top of a Windows Server 2012 platform. So allowing you to expand out and utilize the newest operating systems for Microsoft.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. In addition to deploying and leveraging those new operating systems for system roles and whatnot, with Windows 8 clients, does SP1 also give the ability for an IT pro to deploy and manage Windows 8 style applications?
Yes. So we have a couple of new application things happening in Service Pack 1. One is the Windows 8 apps, or what some people had referred to in the past as Metro style apps. So you'd be able to natively deploy those Windows 8 applications to your Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012 clients. You'll also be able to integrate with the Windows Store. So you'll be able to take an application from the Windows Store and in essence publish it or redirect it through the Configuration Manager application catalog. So what would happen is you as an end user, you would go to your application catalog, which is your one-stop shop for all your applications from Configuration Manager. And inside that, you might pick a line of business application that would be a Windows 8 app that you'd install natively. Or maybe you pick an older style application that would be an MSI that would install locally. Or maybe new app V integration stuff that we have coming out, you pick that. But now also one of those applications you choose could be what we're referring to right now as a deep link app. And that deep link app would actually redirect you to the Windows Store. You would then sign into the Windows Store and then allow you to install that application from the Windows Store. But it saves you as the end user from having to go, well, do I look at the store? Do I look at Config Manager? You just go to Config Manager, and if it's a store-based app, we'll redirect you there automatically.
That's great. And from an IT pro standpoint, then they can kind of pick and choose the particular Windows Store apps that they want to make available throughout their enterprise and make it really easy to surface those in the place that, that end users are normally going for their deployed enterprise apps. That's awesome.
Yep, yep. And one other type of application there I should bring up, actually a couple more, but one is App V 5.0. So we'll be integrating with App V 5.0, where the current version of the product only supports App V 4.6, will now support 4.6 Service Pack 2, which is the minimum release you would need to support those Windows 8 clients, as well as supporting App V5. And one of the biggest features of App V5 now that you can use with Configuration Manager is what you call connection groups. So in the current App V scenario, if you have two individually sequenced applications, they can't really communicate with each other at all. They're all in their individual bubbles. Now with the connection groups, you could take those two individually sequenced applications and convert them into over to App V 5.0 format. And now you can set up a connection group through Configuration Manager that would let Virtual App 1 interact with Virtual App 2 without them having to be sequenced into the same bubble. So allow those two applications to interact with each other through their individual bubbles through this connection group that we have.
Sure, which could be great for enterprise IT pros if they have line of business apps or other enterprise apps and they want to be able to keep them separate in their own virtual bubbles, but at the same time allow them to communicate back and forth and share information and whatnot.
That's yeah, awesome. It saves the config manager administrator having to interact as much with the App V sequencer so they don't have to coordinate the efforts as much to say, hey, yes, I need to have this add-on for Excel to be sequenced in that bubble. You can just sequence that add-on and then go ahead and sequence the Excel that you already have and set up the connection group so that they work without having to resequence everything together.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How about for non-Windows clients? Is there any new support for clients that kind of fall out of the traditional sense of what we've been managing with System Center Config Manager?
Absolutely. So in Service Pack 1, a couple of new client types that we'll be supporting there that we've announced. One of them is Macintosh, and that's actually the one I was going to bring up as the next type of application we have. So we have this ability of taking a Macintosh, a Mac OS X version 10.6 or 10.7, and we're investigating 10.8 support, but put a client agent on those Macintosh computers, turning them into Configuration Manager clients so you can manage them centrally. Once you put the client agent on there, then you'll be able to do discovery of those environments. You'll be able to get inventory, including the applications that are installed. You'll be able to deploy Macintosh software through Configuration Manager out to those Mac clients. And then you'll also be able to do settings management, whether it's shell scripts or preferences to the Mac environment as well. So it gives you a pretty good story for support of Mac environments. Then we're also adding in Service Pack 1 support for Linux and Unix clients.
This
will be a separate downloaded client agent that you'll download. You'll install onto the appropriate supported platform of Linux or Unix. And then, again, that will make a client agent that will be able to do inventory of. You'll be able to deploy some software to it. So, again, starting the realm of getting some management in those platforms. These kind of go along with the feature that we already released a few months ago, which is endpoint protection for both those platforms as well. So you already have the ability of supporting and securing those environments, the Macs and the Linux Unix clients, with our endpoint protection for those appropriate clients to guard against malware and viruses. So now we have initially got to that realm, and now we're putting client agents out there to give you more management capabilities of those platforms.
Oh, that's great. That's particularly the Linux and Unix support is really a great story in terms of the extended capabilities around the rest of the System Center suite with Private Cloud and where Config Manager really provides update and management of those perhaps virtualized Linux and Unix guest OSs. So that's definitely something I know a lot of the enterprise IT pros I talk with will be looking forward to working with. In terms of deploying the client agents on these non-Windows platforms, what kind of options does an IT Pro have for getting a Config Manager client agent out to Linux or Unix or Mac clients?
Well, it's primarily going to be a locally installed option. So you'll have there's no Configuration Manager client push of the agent down. The agents won't come with the Configuration Manager SP1 code. But on our splash screen, There's actually the ability of downloading. And also when you turn on automatic client updates, there's a note there that links you to the download center where you'll be able to download the Mac client and the Linux Unix client. Then you would go ahead and run whatever the appropriate command shell interface is to go ahead and install the client agent locally. Once you do that, then it goes ahead and reports in and does inventory and everything else that you need it to do.
Oh, okay, great. So basically, you touch them once, install the client agent on there, and then from that point forward, you're using the Config Manager console to do ongoing management of them. That's great.
Yep. It's, as we like to term, the single pane of glass. So you obviously can tell whether it's a Windows client versus a Linux client versus a Macintosh client, and you can make appropriate collections so that you're deploying software, only targeting software to the appropriate clients. But from outside that, it's you pick a different deployment type, you create a package versus a program with your Linux tar application or whatever, and you just go ahead and do the appropriate deployment through Configuration Manager, and we do the targeting, and then the client agent knows how to install with the appropriate software that you gave it through the deployment technology from our distribution point and our management point infrastructure.
Great, that's awesome. One of the other areas that a lot of the IT pros I talk to are getting more and more concerned about and more pressure on is the consumerization of IT devices that are coming into their enterprise and being able to have an effective management strategy over mobile devices that users are bringing into the company or that the company is deploying one way or the other. Is there any enhancements to mobility support in SP1?
Yeah, a couple of different areas. First off, we're enhancing our support for some of the Nokia systems. So we had some limited support for specific models of Nokia Bell systems in the RTM version. So we're adding some support for additional platforms there, just with the client agent we're installing and then natively managing. We also have the old Windows Mobile 6.1 and Windows Phone 6.5 support. And then we've traditionally had in ConfigMan 2012, the RTM product, we had the ability of managing some third-party and popular mobile operating systems through the Exchange ActiveSync connector. So that's all still there.
Sure.
But what we're adding in Service Pack 1 now is, again, some of those new platforms for the Nokia environment. But we're also now going to be integrating with an upcoming release of Windows Intune, which will allow us to put a client agent on, for example, an iOS device.
Wow.
And then manage it through Windows Intune, including some software distribution to it, and allowing you to integrate that Windows Intune infrastructure into Configuration Manager 2012 Service Pack 1 so that you can use our administrator console to administer those iOS and some Androids and some other boxes that we're working on, Windows Phone 8, that will have client agents on them that we can go ahead and now do some additional management capabilities from our Configuration Manager console again.
Wow, what a great story, and leveraging the benefits of Windows Intune from a cloud perspective and the benefits of System Center from an enterprise manageability perspective. Did I understand that right, that an IT pro in the SP1 release timeframe would be able to take an existing Windows Intune subscription and integrate it with Service Pack 1, or do they need to set up a new subscription that has these extra capabilities on it?
It would just be a newer version of Windows Intune coming out that will have the capabilities. So your subscription stuff, as far as I know, is all the same.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, it's really some exciting new features in Service Pack 1 that I personally can't wait to start playing with once it releases. Thanks so much, Wally, for joining us today. I really appreciate your time. So today, folks, we've just heard from Wally Mead, a senior program manager on the client management team at Microsoft, about some of these new exciting features in Service Pack 1 of System Center Config Manager 2012. And over the next upcoming episodes, we'll be going in a bit deeper with Wally into some of these key features so you have a better understanding of some of these key features going forward. But appreciate your attendance today and look forward to connecting with you in an upcoming episode of TechNet Radio.